You have to tell the person Lama to stop doing the Avera until it comes to hit you back. When it comes to hit you, then you don't have to tell him anymore. Shmuel Lama Kol, until it starts to curse you. Until it starts to curse you. When it starts to Rashi says, Ad Sheyiktsav Zev Yakesh Mechich. So the person hits you back. Or else the person starts to curse you, then you don't have to give him to Chokhar anymore. From Ashma up until this, you have to keep on telling him, you're doing something wrong, stop it. Reb Yechonon Amar Ad Nezifa. Until Nezif also get angry at you, they'll yell at you. Kitanos Mechos Tanoim. We have blessed the way Mad Akot will come to hit you. Be sure Aymer Akot will come curse you. But now Zil Mad Nezifa. Omer Abdul is like, he won't, don't talk to you. He snobs you. He yells at you. Omer Abdul Nachem by Yitzchak. Ushlosh to Mikri Echadosh. The old Ashton St. Posse. The Yichar Rav Shol by Yenison. Shol get angry at Yenison. The Yemaloi. The Navar Samadis. Oksir V'yitol Shol Esachanis. All of Lakoisoyim. So the man, the Yomada called Dichsil Lakoisi, want to hit him. That's when he stopped giving to Chokhom. Uleman, the Yomada called Dichsil, Levoshtecho, Levoshes, Ervas, Iman. So he cursed him. What? Yeah, Imcha, yeah. He Ervas Imcha, like he embarrassed him, he cursed him. Uleman, the Yomada Dichsil, Dichsil, Yichrav Shoals, got angry at him. Laman the Yom and the Zif, I exiva course the call, it says he hit him and he cursed him. Shani Yosem, the Agav Chivusi Yisero, Hevel El Yonisim but David, Mosa Narshe Tvei. That since Yonisim loved David so much, he was Mosa Nefesh more than he had to, and he went to give Tichacha to Shaul to his father, stop trying to kill David, even though he did more than he was supposed to. As soon as Shaul got angry, he could have stopped, but he went further till he hit him and cursed him. Yeah. Mosa Narshe, Ad Heichen Lo Yishan Odom, Biachsan Yishaloi. Until how much you should not be Mishana Achsan Yishaloi means the end that you stay by. Yeah. Means to say Rav Rama Adako until he comes to hit you. Ushmu Lama Achiyiv Shaloi Kelev Achurov. Until he throws your clothing backwards. Rashi Shiyaka means Bala Bayas Asachsanoi Oyesishtoi. You sound. Means like this the Pshat is that when you went to an inn one place, when you go back again, you're supposed to go to the same inn. So let's say the guy says, I don't want you to stay here. So till how long do you have to keep on saying, let me stay? Until the guy comes to hit you, or else hits your wife. Shmuel Amar Sheyashiv Lo Kelach until he throws your clothing out. When he does that, then you don't have to come back anymore. V'akodi deina kuli amulei pligi, and v'avshonos kev lachuru kuli amulei pligi. Everyone, that's enough. Ki pligi v'akod didveisu, if you don't hit your wife. Myself, Kiv on the day, let me style, he didn't do anything wrong to you. My nafkul aminei, percent. And if you have to wait till he throws your clothing backwards. Kiv on the day, let me style, nafkul aminei, your myself, osle true day. But to know who would bother you. I think the mashot tells for the bisamodne, even though it didn't hit him, even though it hurt your wife. So so what? You still have to try and stay there. The Mashur just asked the question, doesn't really answer it. Okay. Yeah, man, mafkin muscle, man, yeah. Myself and the Oslo through day. The Cholkach, lemon, what's so, here? What's this beginning? You should go back to the same inn that you stayed before. The Yamamar, Achsanoi, Poigay, Venifkam. The Achsanoi is Poigay, Venifkam. But she says, Hamashanam, Machsanoi, Shaloi. If you change, if this time you come to town, you stay in somebody else's house, you're poigim balabayis v'nifkam u'atzma d'yarminshi kama kosh malov shlo yuchel litra lo d'yachad. Like both you make a bad name for him and a bad name for yourself. So, because people say, like, he doesn't like you, that's why he didn't take you back. Or, you also, you didn't like him. So if he's supposed to go to the same inn you stayed last time. I'm going to view them around. We now have a notice, like, shan order, mechle, shalai, you shouldn't change around your inn that you stayed last time. In the Torah, the Pesach says, "Vamokem Meshuroi Shomoloi." But Chil Avram went to the same place as I was before. Here's a Chlin Omer Yochel V'Yelach LaMasov. He went to do his Masov, means the same traveling he did before. My plan was different. He could be now. You Achsanoi Dakroi. Achsanoi Stam Dakroi. What she says, going Achsanoi Shabederech Shelon Shom B'Mikra B'Yama Sheshokoloi Shomcham. What's going to be Stam? You're traveling, and Stam happened to be got dark then. So you stayed in that inn, but not you really wanted to go there. Tivigosh from the word mioloi, it's not choshev, el achsani kavua. But vidashin from the word masov, even that, if you stayed in that place once, the next time you go to that city, that place, you should stay there again. Yeah. Om Rabbi Yochanan, minayin shleishana ad mimnosoi, you shouldn't change your business, or mimnosi over from your father's business. Shem the Pasuk says, v'yishlach ha-melo shleim avika chaschira, motza ben isha almono, hu mimata naftoli, v'yove v'yishtari chorosh nechoshes. V'yom amar imur beis don, v'yishiv itoy es oliyov, v'yishlach yisomach lamata don. So, mashba both of us from the same shevet. So they did the same things. Smasma they did not change. Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say this. Smasma these psukim, all the mishpachas all the time did the same avodah, the same work. So you should also do the same thing. Right. Ad heichem tachlis yisurim. What's the tachlis? How far does the yisurim go? Rashi says, seif minis yisurim kleima. Yisurim shem chusim. And what's the least amount of yisurim you get? That's still mechaper for you. It's called yisurim. Omri Abloza called Shorgulay Begid Lil Loivshay, you weave yourself a Begid, Vien Miskabo Love, it doesn't fit well at the end, that's also called Yisurim. Maskavo Rova, Lil Maskavo Rova, Ziri Vitamer of Shmuva Nachmeni, Kadelu Mizurim was said even greater than this. Afilu Mishavnu Lomozlik Bechamin, you want to mix it with hot water, Lomozlik Bitsaina, they gave it to you with cold water. Rose Bitsaina, you wanted to mix it up with cold water, Lomozlik Bechamin, that's also called Yisurim. The Atamatikuliha, and you use this as only such a big thing. That's like a real Yisurim, where you bought a suit and it comes out, doesn't fit you. Here is some what the mixture coast of Yang, Rashi says, with hot water was changed around, that's also called Yisurim. Ma'abred Ravino Amafil Nepach Lechaluke, that your shirt was you put on backwards. Rashi Leloshik is say there. If you first put it on the wrong way and you have to turn it over again, that's also called Yisurim. Rova v'temur av chizdi v'temur av yitzel v'yamil av masis and tonov afilu hoshit yod lakis. You put your hand inside your pocket, little sholosh, you want to take out 3 pennies. V'yolu b'yod ishtam yoni came out 2. So that's called Yisurim. And davka sholosh, only 3 v'yolu b'yod ishtayim. Av ishtayim v'yolu b'yod ishtolosh loy. The leka tircha, that's not a tircha. L'mishtayot, they put it back. V'chol kach lomu, what's in the gate too? The Tanya Drabi Shmuel, because overall of our boy in Yoy employees, everybody went through 4 days without Yisurim, if Kibla Lamai Shno Yimakabra Lamai, Rashi says, Kol Munuchosoi, Losid, the overlay Chad Manech, Hare Yisurim. So that's Nugayatu. The Memesin is good for people to get Yisurim. That's Mechapra on you, but here it's a Loshim, we went 40 days without anything going wrong, and so Dugni have to be afraid, maybe be Mechabu Yolam Abo in this world. So if any one of these small things go wrong, you have to know it's Yisurim. Another way to think about it is also that if anything like this goes wrong, not just to stop to get angry and feel bad about it, but other Rabbi should be mekabel upon yourself and say, this should be my Yisurim. Like you did Averis, you deserve it. You want to have a kapara, so feel, these should be my kaparas, these small things. You put your hand and you want to take out a quarter. And by mistake, only a nickel came out. How that you mekabel upon yourself, this should be my Yisurim. Right, the Marov Arminats, well, they said, Peronius Muzdamnus Le. For such a person, he will, Mitzvashem, he will later on get his punishment. Rashi says, somebody went by 4 days without Yisurim, he should know, he eventually will get his, come his time, when he will get his punishment. Now, Tanya, Reblez Agoda Weimer, Il Moleh Bakarajbochim Avrom Yitzhak Viyakov, Bedin Bakarajbochim would have come to the Yavis, and Bedeig them Mitzar Hadin, is in Yechelim Lamed. They could also not withstand the Midas Hadin. Because of Techocha, the Mirashi says, Shoyim Mechich Lem Maisayim. Why? Shneim the Apostle says, V'yatis Yatzvu V'yishof Titchem Lefnei Hashem Eskol Titkois Hashem Ashiros Titchem V'yasav Aseichem. He said, Hashem did a lot of tzedaka to even our fathers. Mashma Hashem is noigel us with tzedek, with rachamim, and not with Midas Hadin. But Midas Adin alone is very hard to withstand. Then the Pesach says, Zed Dor Dorshev, Mevakshe Panecha Yaakov Sela. This is the Dor, the generation, and is Dorshev, the leader. So Pligibor of Yehudin is Sea of Rabbon, it's Machlekes. Chadam one says Dor Lefi Parnas. Like the main thing is the Parnas, the Godel. According to how great the Godel is, that's the way the Dor, the generation, would be. The Chadam the other way around. Parnas Lefi Dorei. Like the Parnas, the Godel, is according to how his generation is. Lamai Yichus, so what's the difference? Learn if you want to tell me, Lamai Yusom, saying about the good of it, to say how good they are, Lemal Yusuf, Rashad Lin Yachasidus, Demar Savi Mali, there is the generation is good, Mali Panas will have a good Godel. Omar Savi No, Imali Panas will go the other way. If the Godel is great, then Maladoro, that's a proof that the generation is good. So Mar says no. Hika Tikiyod was the door of Tikiyod, Devi Mali, he was a big tzaddik. The door only had Imali, but his whole generation was very bad. And the opposite of Yoyokim was a Yoyokim. To a heavy male, he was not so good. For Dori, heavy male, and his generation was good. The Yom Rav Yechon Mishun Rav Shimon Ben Yechoy. My Dichsev, what the Pesach say? Bereshis Mamlechus Yoyokim is Melech Yehuda. What does that mean to say? That Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachas that Lahas V'Solem V'Soy V'Voyu Bishru Yoyokim. As Yoyokim was such a big rush, Hashem wanted to destroy the whole world. But Kivish and Estaka Bador looked at his generation, Nisiyash Vadat, then he had Yish Vadas, that they were Tzadikim. And the other way, Bikash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahachzir Rasayla Mutav Avoyim Bifnei Berash HaTzidkiyo. By the generation of Tzidkiyo, they were all Rishayim. Hashem wanted to turn the world upside down again. But Kivish and Estaka Bitzkiyo, when he looked at Tzidkiyo, Nisiyash Vadatay, he had Yish Vadas, he was satisfied. You see, sometimes the God who can be great, the generation not so good. Whatever rather means linyun toikvoy v'nichusa kamrinim. Means to say how strong and how easy going you could be. So that's the machlokes. If the door is very, very strong, so then the manik has to be strong. And if the door is very, very nice and easy going, then the manik could be easy going. So that's how both has to go one with the other. As the machlokes, which one is the ikka? One says if the manik is very easy going, then the door will be easy going. The other one says, no, it's totally in the door. Wherever the door is, that's the way the manig would be. And that's the way you have to rule, according to how the people are, that's the way you have to rule with them. Yehadin Alecha Yesh B'Yechid. Now the Mishnah says, His Sig Yad B'Noidah. There's a parash of Noidah, really it means parash of Erech, and Rashi says, that when you make an Erech upon yourself, and whether you take your own erichin or somebody else's erichin, the halach, if you can't afford it, you only have to give according to what you. So that's called benoidim. It's totally in you, the one that made the erichin. V'hashonim. But that, the Torah gives different prices according to how old you are, that's benidim. That goes according to the person that you want to put upon yourself. Like if you say, I want to put Reuven's erichin upon myself, you won't have to pay his erichin, we have to look upon how old he is. How age, what price he is. That's called benidu. Now, v'erichin v'nercho, v'erichin v'nercho, Rashi says, means kotzah v'erich, d'zorcho nekeva bosa nerich. That that we say, zorcho has one price, nekeva has another price, that goes bosa the nerich. For loybo is not the one that makes the erichin. Like if you're mekavel upon yourself to give how much your wife is worth, so you don't look at how old you are and how you age and go boss the man, but you go boss to the isha, you go boss, that's called the erichin v'nerich. Whether it's a zoch or a kid, it goes upon the person you want to put his amount upon you. The erich bizman, there goes according to the time. Rashi says the erich bizman means bizman erich before to come on shem erich atzmoi pochus mi ben esrim. If you said erichim when you were less than 20 years old, then before you give the money, you become 20, so you don't go bosser when you pay, but you go bosser the time when you made the erich. That's called verich bizman erich. You go bosser how old you were at the time when you made the erich, and you said, erich b'olai, my value. At that time, you're only 19 years old and a half. Even when you come to pay when you're 20, you have to give the price of a 19 one. Now, here's sigiyat b'noidah. When the Mishnah says that if you go according to the neder, when you make your neder, your erichin, how much you have to pay, what you could afford, ketzad, oni, sheherich es osher. If an oni says, I want to be the kavod of myself to give the erichin of a rich person, the locher is nice and erich oni, in osher. He says, I want to give the erichin of this person, Reuven. Even though Reuven is an osher, but since he can't afford it, he only has to pay what he could afford. And that was the machlokes we had before, whether it's one seller as much as he could afford. And the opposite way, the osher sherech es oni, nice and erech osher. He has to give the erech of an osher. You go bossa you, even though that person couldn't afford it. But you said his erech, what the Torah says he's worth, that's what you want to be mechayev yourself. And since you could afford it, you have to pay it. Avo b'kabonis, when you want to bring a korban, take somebody else's korban, ain't okay, it's not that way. Harei Shom, because it was said, somebody says, Korbonoi Shom Mitzera Ze Olai. I want to be Mechayiv myself to bring a Korbin just like this Mitzera has to bring. Korbonoi Shom Mitzera Ze Olai. Hoye Mitzera, let's say that Mitzera was an Oni, so maybe Korban Oshi, you only Mechabla upon yourself to give that type of a Korban that he has to bring, you only have to bring Korban Oni. Osher, let's say that Mitzera is a rich one, he has to bring a behema, not a bird, is maybe Korban Osher, you have to bring a Korban Osher. Says only by Erechin that we go boss to you how much you could afford. But by Korbonis, we go after the person that you were Mechabla upon. Like you accepted his Chiv, whatever his Chiv is, that's what you have to give. Rabbi says the right case is, even by Erchin also be the same halacha. That there could be case of an Erchin also, you have to go according to the person, the Maruch, the one you set upon, and not you yourself. Why? How come if you're poor, and you accept upon yourself to pay somebody else's price, why do you have to pay the smaller one? Because the Yashir, he is not chayv at all. He's not mechuyv to give erchin. You, Reuven, this poor person, is going to call upon himself now to give somebody else's price. But he has no chayv, therefore he has to give the price. Abba, what's going to be Yashir? Shalom erchin, let's say a rich person says upon himself, I want to be mechayv myself to give my own erchin to Egdish. The right then, for Shalom Oni, a poor person hears him. The Yomer and he says, "Mashama zeolai." What that person says is upon me, and a chenami, nois and erech osher. Then he would also have to give the value, the same value the osher has to give, because when he hears his and he says gamani means the same chiv that that person is putting upon himself, that osher, the amount of money that he's going to have to pay. You want to put that same chiv upon yourself also. So Rabbi says, even by erechin, you can also have the same thing. It's by kabonis. That's the way it is by kabonis. That person is mechuyev in a korban. So that chiv you want to put upon yourself. So berachin also, if that person has the chiv to give an erchin, and now you say that chiv should go upon yourself, the same chiv he has goes upon you also. And some say that the Rabbanim don't argue in this. Rabbi just explaining being meisiv more than what the Rabbanim say. Now the Gemara explains, hisig yad b'marachu, that hisig yad means upon you, the one that made the ned, that made the erchin, how much you could afford. The pasuk says, "Asher tasig yad hanoyder yarichenu hakayin." No, Rashi learns the kasha. Hisig yad b'marachu. The question is, the Mishnah says it by a neder, and this only by erchin. So where it says, the pasuk says, "Asher tasig yad hanoyder yarichenu hakayin echnami." The Mishnah of Adam means the pasuk of erchin. Just since the Torah says loshen of asher tasig yad hanoyder. That's why Mishnah also says the Lashon of Hisig Yad Benoidir. But about at the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about Erechim. Now, Hashonim Benidir. That's how old you are. You go according to the person you set upon. Like if Reuven says, I want to give the Erechim of Shimon, we have to look how old Shimon is. Benerechu. Again, we're talking about Erechim. So why does it say Lashon of Nedifor? So again, I did Yom Hisig Yad Benoidir on an Omanami Hashonim Benidir. It says Lashon Shonim Benidir. Well, it doesn't mean a parasha of Nidorim, but it means rather Erchin. Now, his tigiyad benoy deketzer oni sherech es oshenes or oni. My time, what's the reason? Yom Kodabos is a task tigiyad hanoy there. But no, the Talmud Rachmon is telling how much you could afford. If you, Reuven, the one that's making the Erchin, says, I want to be mekabel upon myself to give Shimon's Erchin, even though Shimon's Erchin is 50 shkolim, if you could only afford 5 shkolim, you only have to give 5 shkolim. Because it says what? Asher tasig yad hanoyder, the one that makes it. Avo b'kabonis, the Mishnah says, ain't a kain. Harei shomer, somebody says, kabonis shom mitzera zeolai. I want to be mechayv myself to bring the same kabonis this mitzera has to bring. So hayim mitzera, if that guy was an oni, maybe korban oni. He also has to bring a korban oni. Yeah, maybe korban oni. The mitzera oni, maybe korban oni. V'yam fagav de madir osher, even though the one that's making it is an osher. Why? Because he's be mekabel upon himself, that person's korban. So what's the question, boy? V'yimdal hu omer rachamon of leidalu. Torah only gives a special kula by mitzvah if you yourself are poor. But here, the one that's making the chiyuv of a korban is rich, so he should have to bring a korban osher. Omer v'yisrael, this is like this. Kishoye madiroi oni. that the pasuk means when the Madiroi was an Oni, so as long as the Madiroi, the one that made the first, no, Madiroi means when do we say Taki Kiviyotza with the carbon of an Oni, if the one now that's making the Chiv is also an Oni, means the Mitzrayim was an Oni, and now this Reuven that's saying, I want to be the Kalim upon myself, his Chiv, he also has to be an Oni. That's when he could bring it. Even on this, the Gemara is why? The Dilma may be a lady de chas rachmona. The Torah only had rachmonas on the Mitzrayim himself that's poor. Amadir loy. But maybe if somebody else is mekavah upon himself to bring a korban Mitzrayah, he asks him to bring a rich one, a behema, not a knife. To aksivu, it says in Dalhu, mashmoni the Mitzrayim himself and nobody else. On this, the Gemara says, no, amravada barava. The ain yoda masegis. It says, no, it says, loshen ain yoda masegis is the rabba says anoidir. It's sometimes even the neider also. If you're poor and the mitzvah is poor, you could also be yotze then with a korban oni. Avo, but what's going to be madiro yosher? Let's say the person says, "No, I want to bring the same type of a korban this mitzvah oni is bringing." Enechnami, his ochnami the ma'isab yashirus. He talk have to bring only a korban osher, like he's mechayv himself to bring a korban of a mitzvah. A korban of a mitzvah is a behemoth. There's only a special kul in the Torah that the Mitzrayim himself that's poor. Or if the mother is poor also, we could be also with birds. But if you could afford it, you have to bring a behema. For the Gemara saw what's trying to mission and came and saw, my Abba b'Kabonis and it came. What does the Mishnah say? We say by Kabonis it's not that way. By Kabonis it's the same way as by Erchen, that you go bosa the neider. So the Gemara says like this, there's two halachas, Erechnami, Choda, a mitzer oni or madir oni. In the case where the mitzer is an oni and the one that's making the neder now is also an echnami, that's what the Mishnah means. That's when you have a right to bring a korban oni. But v'chode lemute mitzer osher madir oni echnami, where the mitzer is an osher, let's say the mitzer is rich and the madir is an oni, and echnami, now you're going to have to bring a korban osher, because otherwise sakot adchim and hamra thought to say hoyo v'yisrabi yisrabi. Maybe what with Misrabbis and Hester Giada, if you're poor, you don't have to bring more. Is Kamash Mila know that you're going to have to bring the carbon of an usher? Why? If he shall mitzin the beach and find by Erchin, Oni Sherech es usher. If an Oni is the count of himself, the value of an usher. Nois Nerech Oni, he has to pay only what he can afford. So Yoch, I would have thought to say, Avzek came the same thing by Mitzayr also. If you have a Mitzayr, that's a rich person. And now if somebody's Machayim himself to bring the carbon, and he's an Oni, maybe he could also bring a korban oni, only two birds. Talmud, the pasuk says, no, im dal hu. Only if he's a dal, only if the mitzvah is poor, does he get away with the birds. But if the noider, the one that's making the chayv himself now, could afford it, he has to bring behemoth. For the mother or the Rebbe, the Yomar, oimur ani yach b'yerchen kein, he even says about b'yerchen also, is a so alma, omar bos v'chiyuv v'degavra, then go bos v'chiyuv v'degavra. I voloid sorah kruh. He doesn't need a pasuk then. Lamutehu. So lamute mai is according to Rebbe. Does not need a pasuk. He knows this in sorah. So what do we need a pasuk for then? So the Rebbe di Yomar. Rebbe is the one. I'm Rani. Af by Yerchen Ken. The same sorah applies by Yerchen also. And what do we see? Oh my pasuk. You with the gavra vinen. You go pasuk here with the person. For loy sricha kruh. If so, then according to Rebbe, notice in sorah. So you only need a pasuk then. So what do we do with the word who then? Is lamute who lamute ma? What do we do with it? So where it says lamute mitzera oni or madira usher comes to muyot if the mitzera is oni and the man that wants mechayv himself now to bring the korban is a rich person. That sakot that I'm going to say hoyu v'yomer Rebbe, since Rebbe said bas the chiyuv of the gavra zinu bas the chiyuv of the gavra here also kamash milan. You don't have to go bosa chiyuv v'degavra. Yes. Okay, we'll go over the last Gemara again on the next tape, and we'll finish off the Yamin on the next tape. All right, we'll stop here.